Whatever you think of paradise being, that's what Revelation 21 to 6 is. You know, a lot of people think of Bora Bora or Tahiti or, you know, somewhere out there. And you think of palm trees and clear water and beautiful air and puffy clouds. But you know what? Our world is dying. It's not like that now. Revelation 20 is the end of climate change. The earth is dying. When you look at the pollution of our world, did you hear last week 10% or 866 of the world's species of trees are going to go extinct this decade through overforestation and through acid rain from the places that still are polluting the air, and when the rain goes through it, it makes sulfur, which is like sulfuric acid, and it's killing all these trees. The oceans are depleted. There are abundant harvests of fish. I mean, every year they're having to go further out and deeper trying to find fish. Did you know that's why you don't see red snapper that often, you know, on the menu? It used to be, when I was your age, red snapper was like what they were doing for the all-you-can-eat fish fries. And the reason was red snappers, those are fish that they were catching, were like 6 feet long. They were like mini whales. The problem is those things were like 4 and 5, and I don't know how old they can live, but they were at least 400 years old. Because they'd been swimming around eating down at their level of the ocean for a long time and multiplying. But commercial fishermen got better and better and better at dropping those nets and dragging those nets. And they don't just get the red snappers. They just dragged everything in sight, all the levels of the biome or of the feeding chain or whatever. And so they had too many red snappers, and it was very cheap. And now they don't have, there aren't any more 6-foot-long red snappers. They're not living long enough to get big. You see, this whole, what we're seeing around us, the oceans are depleted of the abundant harvest of fish. When I pastored in Rhode Island, do you know what the old-timers, we had daughters of the American Revolution descendants attending the church, and they had farms from the 1600s. They used to love to bring us over their house for dinner, and they would smoke the bacon in the smokehouse that was built in 1638. I didn't know anything was still around from then. Their farms are from back then. And they would tell us what Rhode Island was like that their great-greats told them about. They said that when they used to go to the ocean in Rhode Island, the ocean, when you looked in the water, it was jet black until you threw a rock in or put your foot in, then it moved. They said lobsters lived on top of each other. Lobsters just, they would go out with pitchforks and fill their wheelbarrows with lobsters to feed to the pigs. Their lobsters just were so abundant, they were like ants. Do you ever go to a fancy restaurant and order lobster? It isn't as plentiful as an ant anymore. You have to, you know, go out and risk your life and find them out in deep water and put your trap down. I mean, everything is lessening. When they used to plow in the Great Plains, they would plow, they'd break up that soil that had never been used, and they would plant, and everything grew gigantically. Now, if we don't put lace it with fertilizer, nothing will grow. And that's what this whole Ukraine deal is doing. It's cut off fertilizer production, which comes from natural gas, which Russia has a lot of, and they were making all this fertilizer, and so we're really in problem. And the birds of Mexico City I've mentioned fall from smoke-laced skies. Industrial waste have cast a blanket of death across farms and forests of the world. Only God can fix it. So paradise gets restored. Immediately after the second coming, the earth is renewed. The kingdom begins, Christ's reign. The wolf and the lamb, the calf and the lion, the cow and the bear, the child and the scorpion, everyone's at peace, Jesus has come. The millennium's here, he rules the nations. And this era lasts 1,000 years. Paradise is restored. Remember Milton's Paradise Lost, that famous classic book from ancient times? This is God, paradise restored. What does earthly paradise mean? Well, all the armies are disbanded. Nobody's training. Machinery of war is smelted down. Remember, they turned the weapons of war into plowing gear. Jerusalem is the world's capital. Wow. The 12 apostles are here judging the 12 tribes. The millennial temple is on the crown of Moriah's hill. Poverty is unknown. Everyone has all their heart can desire. There are no prisons, no hospitals, no mental institutions, no barracks, no saloons, no houses of prostitution, no gambling, casinos, no homes for the aged and infirm. Those are just whispered about as stuff from the past. That's what's going on. in earthly paradise